Hi, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
Wow, Cecilia, what's with all this excitement and elation?
How did you find out?
How did I find out? You're almost jumping instead of walking today.
是这样的啊，我刚刚呢又把神舟十二号的发射视频翻出来看了一遍。看得我这个激动啊，手指舞之足之蹈之。
What? What? 之
Never mind. I said I was so excited that I was almost dancing.
Oh, I never knew you were such an astronomy fan.
Well, you don't need to be one for this kind of thing. 就算对天文领域一无所知，看到火箭升空的那个画面，我相信很多中国人都会热泪盈眶的。
Yeah, I believe you have a lot to say about it.Well, you know what? I have something to say myself.
Oh, I would love to hear it. 那这期节目呢，我们就来聊一聊让我们心潮澎湃的这件大事。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“抽奖”两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
Yeah.We have carefully picked out these materials. They are very, very good for learning English. If you can persist in reading one book, you will surely be able to speak English at a higher level. So go to the WeChat official account for the lottery right now. Good luck to all of you.
我们先一起来重温一下这个激动人心的时刻哈。6月17号，中国成功发射神舟12号载人飞船，搭载的三名航天员首次进驻中国自己研发的空间站天河号核心舱。
There, they will live for 3 months, the longest stay in low Earth orbit by any Chinese national.
关注航天新闻的朋友们应该都对天宫、天河还有神舟这几个名词不陌生了哈。那要分清楚它们呢，首先要分清楚三个概念，空间站、核心舱和载人飞船。
Okay, let's start from the biggest one. A space station is a place built for astronauts to live and work in.Which is sent into space and then keeps going around the Earth.
大家在这些太空题材的电影里面看到的，主角们呢在外太空生活工作的类似于基地的这样一个地方呢，就叫做 space station, 空间站了。那接下来说核心舱，核心舱它的英文是 module.
Yeah, a module is a unit of a spacecraft.That can function independently of the main part.
简单来说呢，核心舱是空间站的一部分。那如果把空间站想象成一组太空积木，核心舱就是需要第一块到位的积木。
That's an interesting metaphor.
很形象是不是？ Alright, next, 载人飞船，就包括上个月发射的神舟12号哈，我们叫做 manned spaceship. Spaceship 对应的就是飞船，很好理解哈。那 manned 是 man 的形容词形式，表示有人控制的，需要人操纵的。
So, if a machine, a vehicle, a place, or an activity is manned, it has or needs a person to control or operate it.
没错，那我这个科学小白不负责任的科普就到这里啦。So, Colin, do you know what the crew will do in space?
Yeah, well, the primary objective for the team on the mission is to bring the Tianhe module into service.
No, I don't mean for the mission. I mean, what will they do for entertainment, for exercise? And you know, I was really curious about what they eat.
Of course you were. What was I thinking? For you, the most important thing on Earth, and now beyond the Earth, is food!
不是你知道吗？这个宇航员在太空的伙食啊，各种菜品有120多种，一周都不带重样的。你看啊，有鱼香肉丝、宫保鸡丁、椒麻鹅、黑椒牛柳、香辣羊肉、红糖糍粑。
okay, cut it off. That aircraft must look like paradise to you now, yeah? But as an old man, all I care about is whether it will have leg room.
Leg room? Oh, come on, Colin. 偌大的天河号核心舱还能没有你伸腿的空间啊？这个 leg room 就是指这种汽车啊、飞机啊、还有剧院等等，它的座位前面的可以供伸腿的空间，也就是放腿的地方。
Oh, you have no idea how uncomfortable it is for a big guy like me to sit on a plane seat with no leg room.
And you have no idea how spacious 天河 module is. 航天员都有自己洗漱、休闲等个人活动的空间，还可以做运动。相比之前呢，真的是宽敞了很多。那 spacious 就是 space 空间这个名词的形容词形式啊，它就表示宽敞的、广阔的。
Well, I see how proud you are.
Of course I am. Barred by US law from working with NASA and by extension of the ISS, China has spent the past decade developing technologies to build its own space station. And now, it's finally there. It represents a quantum leap in Chinese spaceflight history.
It is. A quantum leap is a sudden, great, and important change, improvement, or development.
也就是重大突破或者说飞跃的意思啊。And you were saying you were touched in a certain way. How?
Well, what do you know about the astronauts?
我知道他们都是经历了重重选拔，经验丰富，身体和心理素质都是万里挑一的优秀航天员。
You see, you don't pay much attention to their ages, but I do. Nia Haisheng is 56, Liu Boming is 54, and Tang Hongbo, who is the youngest among them, is 45.
Oh, I got what you mean here.这三位宇航员会比很多人想象的要年长一些，对不对
？Right. Nia Haisheng is said to be China's oldest astronaut in space. He is a veteran of two previous flights.
那与年纪一起增长的就是丰富的实战经验。所以说呢，由他担此重任啊，他可以说是当之无愧。那我们形容经验丰富的人，或者通俗点说的老手，就用 veteran。那注意这个单词的重音呢，要放在第一个音节，不是 veteran， 而是 veteran。
The veteran astronaut has been seen by his team as a symbol of, well, stability and a teacher figure who constantly challenges others with tough questions.
既是精神的支柱，也是严格的师长。
As for Liu Boming, he actually participated in China's first ever spacewalk.
哇，他曾经和这个队友配合。实现了中国历史上的第一次太空漫步。那 spacewalk 太空行走，也就是指宇航员在宇宙飞船外面的活动。不知道大家是否还记得啊？13年前，他在神七出舱的时候，其实是遇到了险情的。
Yeah, he famously used a crowbar to pry open the hatch after it refused to open.
当时舱门打不开，他最后呢是用一根撬棍撬开了舱门啊。也是因为他有勇有谋的这个特质呢，大家都叫他小诸葛。
Tan Hongbo was from the later batch of astronauts, and he trained for more than a decade before being selected for his first spaceflight on Shenzhou 12.
Yeah, he told reporters, I've waited for 11 years, and finally I'm ready, and I can contribute my strength.
That's the spirit. I like that they chose these men, becauseI like the idea that even if you're over 40, 50, or maybe even 60, your life is still full of possibility.
我们仍然有足够的力量去实现这些可能啊。我们好像总是默认那些激动人心的事情就只能发生在青壮年时期，那过了这个年纪呢，就应该安于天命，颐养天年了。其实不然啊。
Right. I like being at this age of my life. Why not?Good things can still happen tomorrow. You never know.
Just like as kids, we never asked what we want to be in the future. A lot of us would say astronauts. And we grew up, we would thought we were just being childish.
Like all of a sudden, reality hits and you realize, that's never going to happen.
Exactly. But now I sort of feel like some people are realizing our dreams for us. 看到今天的这一切成就才猛然发现。原来国家没有忘记当初那些孩子们的梦想哈，只是把他们都汇集了起来，统一实现了。So, whoever is listening,
no matter how old you are,
stick to it and stay patient, because good things can happen tomorrow. 好了，这期节目就到这里。最后再提醒大家一下，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索“早安英文”，私信回复“奋斗”两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
Days we were young, we took photographs of everything we could be.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。